One of Idaho's struggling salmon species could eventually become self-sustaining in the wild. That's the hope expressed by federal officials who released new recovery strategies yesterday. Courtney Flatt has more.
The federal government says things are looking up for fall Chinook on the Snake River. They may eventually be considered a self-sustaining population if the new recovery plans work. Snake River steelhead and spring and summer Chinook face more challenges before they could be removed from the list of endangered species. Ken Troyer is with NOAA Fisheries.
We definitely have a ways to go, but I'm confident these recovery plans will get us there together.
The plans call for habitat improvement, such as more shade-providing trees along riverbanks. They also recommend better water quality and stream flows. They briefly address the controversial issue of breaching one or more of the four lower Snake River dams in southeastern Washington. The plans say dam removal could speed up fish movement through the river, but it could also create more sediment in the water. I'm Courtney Flatt reporting.